It's the morning show. We're looking at what it means to be a trauma-responsive community and the challenge facing Milwaukee and other high-poverty cities that goes beyond education. It transcends crime and jobs. Psychological trauma can be passed down from one generation to the next. And this unresolved trauma and economic decline, these are huge issues that a new group is addressing. Michael Lovell is president of Marquette University. He and his spouse, Amy, they launched an effort last year called Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee. They call it SWIM. It calls for awareness to trauma in the city. President Lovell, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the trauma, I want to briefly ask you about the recent layoffs at Marquette. Earlier this month, 24 staff members were laid off. Nearly 50 more vacant staff positions are going unfilled. What's going on?
So this is really a trend that we're facing in higher ed, and we're just really have significant headwinds as an institution and really as a group of universities across the country. As we think about the increased competition, we have people questioning the value of higher ed. We are facing significant demographic changes, particularly in the Midwest and Northeast, where we have just less people going to college. It's really going to be we're heading to a cliff in 2026, which is 18 years after the Great Recession. And so we're just preparing for what is coming at us in terms of being smaller and trying to be nimble and react to the changes within higher education and be prepared for looking differently, you know, over the next 5 or 6 years. And it's, you know, you have across the country right now, you have more universities closing than any time of our history. And it's really just a matter of evolving as an institution.
Do you anticipate more downsizing?
You know, I think what we're going to see, we're still investing in areas of growth. You know, you see areas like the health sciences and nursing, you know, as being still very, very strong going forward. The other areas of the university will probably shrink over the next 5 or 6 years. And so I imagine it's not really as much as downsizing as resizing the university to deploy the people and the resources in the areas where we're going to have more students. And that would mean that the areas of the university will get smaller because there will be less students.
Well, let's move on to look at Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee, this organization. What is this initiative doing?
You know, it's really first a matter of raising awareness. You know, back in 2017, 2018, we have something called Marquette Forum, where we look at an issue and we have around 30 or 40 events around that issue. In 2017, 2018, it was around disparities, particularly health equity in our city. And what we learned through one of the events back in November 2017 was that many of the disparities we face in Milwaukee are due to trauma, particularly generational trauma, that people within our city had faced, and the consequences of that trauma. And as it turns out, there's very significant health and other things that happen to individuals that experience significant trauma that really can change the course of their lives. And so first we need to raise awareness, you know, how trauma impacts individuals and then how we can help them heal, and then how we can help whole communities heal from the trauma they're experiencing and try to eliminate trauma.
Well, trauma not only changing the trajectory of lives in Milwaukee, trauma has really changed the city when you look at the economic decline, education, social issues. Who is involved in this initiative, and how are you trying to work together?
So, yeah, it is a huge issue, and it impacts so many areas of the city. And, you know, when I talked about the event that I was at in November 2017, we had experts from education and healthcare and the criminal justice system. We had some neuroscience researchers and others just talking about how trauma impacted their specific area of interest. And to actually move the needle on trauma, the only way we're going to do it is by collaborating. So we actually have, you know, over 400 organizations represented, almost 900 people working on this effort, and they're from everywhere from grassroots organizations for people working in the city with individuals, to social service agencies, to large institutions, people from education, from healthcare, to individuals like myself leading large organizations. Really, people at every level, and the only way we're going to change the course of people's lives and help our city move forward is only by through collaboration and working together. And so having individuals at each level from different sectors, you know, working together is really the best way we can support this effort.
You're really calling on businesses to step up here and to recognize trauma in the workplace. What do you want businesses to do?
So it's important for businesses to understand that their employees have experienced trauma and that helping those individuals heal from that trauma will help them be better employees. And so, again, the first thing is, you know, raising awareness and understanding that when individuals, maybe if they have chronic issues about maybe being late for work or having other troubles in the workplace, it may be due to the trauma they experience. And first recognizing, you know, what some of the behaviors are for individuals that experience trauma, and then once you recognize that, actually giving them tools so they can help themselves heal so they will be more productive and better employees. Because one thing we hear from employers all the time is, you know, they're looking for that strong workforce. And any way we can help individuals that are currently either working for organizations or want to move into the workforce with our low unemployment rates, helping them heal from the trauma is another way to help, you know, bolster, you know, them as individuals and help them be more productive.
Talking with Marquette University President Michael Lovell about psychological trauma and what Milwaukee is doing about social and economic decline. What do you think of trauma-informed policies at work? Have you heard of programs addressing trauma in the workplace? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back with more of this conversation on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. We're talking about a group that's helping Milwaukee become one of a handful of trauma responsive communities in the country and really pioneering a new approach to social service. Scientists have looked at prolonged exposure to toxic stress, how it manifests over generations. So the group in Milwaukee is called SWIM. It stands for Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee. You can join in. Do you have programs or partnerships that you see working across your city to address trauma? How do you see your employer or your church or your volunteer group dealing with psychological trauma? Join in at 800-642-1234. Marquette University President Mike Lovell stays with us. President Lovell, as president of Marquette, you see disparities in Milwaukee. You see disparities in your students. What does that look like as you try to address trauma, you know, in the education setting?
So there's two aspects of that. First, there is so many of students that we get to our campus have experienced trauma before they've arrived. And so one of the things as an institution, we have to be prepared to help students, you know, heal and be more resilient. And there's something going actually across the country, about one in three college students are seen for mental health illness each year, and these are things like depression and anxiety. Many times these have manifested through trauma that some of our students have experienced. The second thing is that we also need to prepare teachers in different ways. So many teachers that are in the classroom have students that have experienced trauma, and students that many times students, if they've experienced trauma before they come into school each day, it's very tough for them to learn just because their brain is functioning in the back part rather than the front, where, you know, we have logic and reasoning. And so if teachers, once they get in the classroom, they can recognize that some of the students have experienced trauma, there's breathing techniques and other things they can use around mindfulness to help their students get in a place where it's easier for them to learn.
You also have a story on trauma in your childhood. You know, what do you bring to this conversation?
Well, it's very interesting as I learn more about, you know, trauma and its impacts. There's something called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Score, which is just 10 simple questions that you can ask yourself about things you may have experienced when you were growing up. And I scored 5 out of 10 on the A score. And for individuals that score, you know, at the level that I did, your likelihood for success in life goes way down. And, you know, as I've learned more about, you know, why was I able to overcome some of the childhood experiences that I had that maybe were adverse, it's really through caring relationships. So even though my own family unit maybe wasn't as strong as it could have been, there were others around me. Growing up in a small town, I had teachers, I had coaches, I had my friends' parents who looked after me, cared for me, made me know I was important. And, you know, I think that those relationships, you know, helped me through which were some difficult times in my life. And so when I think about individuals, particularly maybe in the inner city of Milwaukee, that experienced some of the same experiences I had, or other ones experienced trauma, they may not have that network around them that's going to help support them. So I think it's very important, you know, for us as a city, you know, particularly for children, to try to develop different types of systems where those individuals, you know, do feel cared for, they can heal from their trauma, and they can lead successful lives.
Well, I hear words like building a network, building infrastructure, building a system. What is SWIM doing, Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee, that is different from other social services at work in Milwaukee?
Well, first of all, the individuals involved in SWIM, you voluntarily come. It's one of those. It's an organization where we invite anyone who's interested in working on this to the table. And, you know, as I said before, we have over 400 organizations represented. We have over 900 people that have come to our meetings that are interested in helping deal with the problem. And so when you get to that large of a group, we've actually separated into different action teams. So we have eight different action teams, you know, working from anything from mobile healing clinic to corporate engagement to a policy team and research and best practices and, you know, education and technology and other groups that are working on different aspects of trauma and helping our city, you know, be trauma informed and developed ways that people can heal from trauma. And so with each of those, you know, action teams, you know, setting goals and working towards those goals, and also collaborating together with different action teams, we really have this network of individuals that are working toward a common goals, but sharing their own personal expertise and area of interest to a specific aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And really, it's tying all of those pieces together is really when you're going to move the needle in Milwaukee.
President Lovell, thanks for joining us.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
Mike Lovell is president of Marquette University. We're talking about psychological trauma in Milwaukee. Your thoughts on it, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up after a news update on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show as we talk about the pervasiveness of poverty, of joblessness, social inequality that has plagued Milwaukee for generations. And it's a devastation that has crippled neighborhoods, even made a zip code 53206 notorious for decay. And there's this initiative called SWIM that wants to tackle psychological trauma in the city. You can join in here. What does it mean for your community to be trauma responsive? We're at 800-642-1234. Amy Lovell is the founder of Red Gen. That's a youth mental health advocacy organization in Milwaukee. She co-founded SWIM that we were talking about, Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee, with her spouse, Marquette President Michael Lovell, who we spoke with earlier in our program. Amy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So why are you focusing on trauma-informed policies, and especially in the workplace?
Yes, I think if people are aware of what's going on with somebody, that's important, because everybody wants to be understood. And I think if employers understood some of the behaviors they're seeing that their employees are going through, that they'll have a better understanding and people will feel more supported and will do better. It becomes not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you.
What kind of supports are needed in the workplace? What kinds of things might we see among our colleagues that could be linked to trauma?
Sure. So what it might look like in the workplace might be relationship problems. You might see like increased reactivity. You could see even depressed mood or panic reactions if they're triggered by something, sometimes somatic symptoms with stomach aches, headaches, joint problems, and you might see absenteeism or being late, substance abuse problems. It can look in various ways depending on the person, and I think it would be things that you could do, simple things in your workplace, having mints available in your office, to taking time for people to just breathe and center themselves, having a space where if somebody is being impacted or triggered, that they can go and do what works for them to get themselves in a more regulated state. Looking at your policies, and if your policies are prohibited to somebody who might be experiencing trauma, how can you look at your attendance policy, your biases, and different things that could be impacting someone.
You have taken a really close look at how children are affected by trauma. What happens to a child when they have toxic stress in their life that goes unresolved?
Sure. So we all know what stress feels like, and a little bit of stress is actually good. It motivates us to get things done. It keeps us alert. It can be good. But when an experience happens to a child over either one traumatic event, or it could be, you know, over time where the stress isn't relieved, your back part of your brain, your amygdala, just is constantly firing and keeps your body in the state of stress, and your brain can actually change. And so your reactivity, your fight or flight response can be augmented. It can happen more frequently, and your cortisol levels go up, so you can have, and other hormones, so that you can actually affect multiple systems in your body, and why there's not only emotional effects from trauma, but also physiologic effects of trauma. So you see increased heart disease, increased asthma, increased diabetes. So it affects your whole system, because your brain is part of the functioning of your entire body. And so over sustained stress can have that kind of impact.
And you've seen this type of stress, it can transcend generations. It can be passed along to the next generation. You've seen it really bleed across neighborhoods.
Right. So there, I mean, trauma comes in so many different forms, and it can be passed from generation to generation, from slavery onward, and, you know, just even racism on a daily basis can impact people within our city. These adverse experiences happen everywhere. It's not just an inner city problem. The original ACE study was done in middle class Caucasian
people. And you say adverse childhood experience ACE,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I think that it's, you know, we want to first acknowledge that, but the difference in the city is disparities and access to resources, sustained poverty, and homelessness. All of those can make it really difficult for someone to get out from underneath the experiences and to be able to have the space to do the healing work that's needed. So I think those are the extra challenges that our city faces.
We're talking with Amy Lovell, who founded a mental health youth advocacy organization in Milwaukee. She's also working to further the work of her organization, SWIM, Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. What are some of the ways that your employer deals with challenges related to trauma? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Amy, you'll put hundreds of people in a room looking at trauma and how to change the trajectory of a city. What do you think you can accomplish on the ground? What is feasible?
Yeah, I think it is tough, right? It's been very, very tough the problem is big. So I think breaking into these individual action teams has been helpful. And I would say we've already seen some effects of the work, and we are having conversations in places about trauma that we wouldn't otherwise have. So an example of that would be our corporate engagement team had the opportunity to present on trauma to our GMC, which is a group of executives in Milwaukee, to talk about trauma in the workplace. Our asset mapping team is really working at trying to identify grassroots organizations going on that could be helpful in trying to collaborate and connect people. Our education and awareness team is also compiling resources. Our research team is looking at, is there some type of study we can do? So every group is working on something. Our resilience team has identified trying to support teachers and compassion fatigue. Our technology team has created a platform to connect the action teams so that they can talk to each other and collaborate and coordinate easier. So we're doing these little steps, and I would say over the past year we've increased awareness on the ACE study as well as what it means to be trauma-informed and trauma-responsive, and even that's the first step.
Where do you get a roadmap for all of these things? I mean, are there cities out there that are doing this really well? Are there trauma-responsive cities that we should be looking up to?
Yeah, we have been talking to a lot of people who are in the field doing the work and learning from what they've learned. There are, like, Washington State has a lot of good things going on. Dr. Nadine Burke Harris out in California, she had a Center for Youth Wellness. So there are people doing things, but doing it citywide is challenging. We also have learned about Natal, a group in Israel that is focused on trauma that has helped a group in Chicago, and spoken with them. And so we are trying to not reinvent the wheel and learn from people that have done this work.
So in just a few weeks, Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee is hosting a conference. What do you hope to accomplish there?
Sure. So first, we're really excited to be partnering with SDC, the Social Development Commission. They've been just a great partner to work with. We hope to have a conversation on hope and self-reflection, as well as learning more about trauma, because there is hope and resilience is possible. And so our speakers are, we will have national level speakers and then breakout sessions with a lot of people locally presenting on their work. And we're just hoping we get a big crowd to learn more and to hear more, and it just will be exciting. We have Dr. Barber, or Reverend Barber coming. We have, I'm blanking out.
That's
now.
Okay. A lineup. Amy, yeah. as we wrap up here, you know, Wisconsin is made up of many communities that are not the size of Milwaukee. If a community would want to take one step in the direction to be more responsive and aware of trauma, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I would tell them to either watch a TED Talk if they can. Dr. Nadine Burke Harris has a great one. Read about it. You could Google trauma-informed care. Dr. Bruce Perry has also done a lot of work on trauma and the adverse childhood experience study. There's recap of Dr. Folletti and Dr. Anda's work.
Just educate yourself. Get educated, get immersed. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Amy Lovell is founder of Red Gen. It's a Milwaukee youth mental health advocacy organization. She co-founded Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee with Marquette President Michael Lovell, who we talked earlier. Stay with us for On Point after 9 as they discuss the latest developments in the formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump. On Point, we'll have PBS NewsHour correspondent Lisa Desjardins for analysis after 9. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.